State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
We need to know.
It's the number one priority of our governor. It's certainly number one priority of the Indiana Chamber, the Indiana Manufacturers Association, and just about every large employer.
The news team you've come to depend on.
A huge project. It would be the largest investment in Clinton County history, close to $500 million we've been working on since April. Hopefully we're getting closer to landing that.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's important because obviously once they've passed there, unless they need to go deliver between MASH and Hope, if they are trying to get through town, we need the truck to turn northbound.
Keeping you connected to our community.
We're looking at a phase one cleanup, basically cleaning it from an aesthetics perspective and not necessarily the deep environmental clean. That will happen, but that's probably not going to happen in the first phase.
When you need to know, we are WILO. WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO, and thank you, Kevin, for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
W-I-L-O.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle here on a Saturday morning. Going to turn it back over to Don and Jamie as we continue our conversation with the guys.
Good morning, Jamie Blacker and Don Stock. Our guests this morning, Dawson Jacoby and Bailey Good, both managers with Drew basketball team. They're very busy guys. Hey, do you guys get to do much with recruiting? I see Purdue's got a lot of big-time recruits coming here in the next few years. And can you guys talk about what you know, what's going on there?
Yeah, we actually send out quite a bit of recruiting mail to the recruits. So we'll send them flyers and post, or we end up mailing out quite a few of those. But yeah, it's been really cool to see some of our recruits, like Cannon Catchings, move up in the rankings and, you know, get the recognition he deserves.
Saw that. He moved up to a five-star this week. I think he moved up like from a top 100 into like the top 25 or something. So that's good for the Boilermakers. He comes in 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the Smith boy. I shouldn't say boy now. He's a college guy from Westfield. And just talk about maybe his personality. I mean, on the basketball floor, he's obviously the orchestra leader on the team. But what's he like off the court?
Oh, he's a great guy for sure. You know, especially with new guys coming in, just feeling it out a little bit and just seeing how they are just throughout the year. And Braden's been one of those guys that's always very very easy to be around. He's a jokester. He likes to have a little fun, you know, and mess around a little bit. And it's great to talk to him, and just he's a really, really good guy.
Okay, I want to turn towards the guy who comes off the bench to replace Mr. Edey. Can't think of his name right now.
Coffin?
Yep, that's right. Now, he looks to be a guy who's, like, intense from the time he gets there to the time he leaves.
Yeah, he's pretty interesting. Trey Kaufman Wren, who you're referring to.
Yep.
He's, like, he's really kind of nerdy, which is kind of funny. he likes playing chess, likes, you know, things like Quidditch, Harry Potter, you name it. Like, he's all about it. But at the same time, he loves basketball. And when he steps on that court, I mean, that's the only thing he's thinking about, how he can help the team. and you know how he can go get a bucket, which
he
has shown that he can do.
This is how I feel sorry for him. Every time he gets on there and he's a freshman, he likes gets worked over by the officials. Every little thing he does is a foul. And and then he kind of looks at him like, what? I just watched what's-his-name just do what I just did, and he didn't get anything. So.
Tomorrow will be senior day at Purdue. I think Purdue has two seniors. Can you talk a little bit about them?
Well, yeah, Matt Frost is a walk-on, and he's in my class, so I've known him a little bit. He's a really good guy. A little quiet at first until you get to know him a little bit, and then he talks to you a little bit more, and Dave's obviously the new guy this year, and he's fit in really well, and it's been really, really nice to know him and know Frost.
So, Dawson, will you and your dad and mom be out on the floor tomorrow then?
Yes, we will after the game.
Well, make sure John didn't get out there and start shooting around, because last night we decided there when he plays, there's never a shot he doesn't like taking. And the last thing we need him is to be out there shooting all the time.
Hey, always open. Always open. All right, Don.
I played against your dad. I don't ever remember him driving in. I always remember him in the corner just waiting and waiting and waiting. And then they get it to him and he'd drain it.
So the Mike Foster of the Rossville Hornets, huh?
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'll tell you what. First of all, thanks for getting up early to call in this morning on a Saturday morning. I figure that it might be a little tough getting you guys up, but we appreciate you being a part of our crew today.
Absolutely.
What's your guys' feelings moving forward here on the Boilermakers? Another big win tomorrow and the Big Ten tournament coming up. You think we're picking back up on where we once were? I think every season you go through a little bit of a lull. The college season seems to be so long. Everybody talks about IU and the perfect season in 76, but they didn't start playing games at the end of October either back then. And do you guys think that long season kind of wears on college athletes?
Oh, absolutely. But like you said, I think our guys are, you know, starting to find our stride again. When we had that stretch of games where we struggled, those were a lot of road games, tough environment. Now you got one home game left, and you're playing at neutral sites the rest of the way. And knowing the way that Purdue fans travel, I think we'll have a good fan base at all of our games. Hopefully we get a good regional site. But I think our guys will find their stride again, make a good run in March.
Now, Bailey, you'll stay on as a manager as Dawson graduates. Will your job position change a little bit in next year as you come back?
Yeah. So this year I've kind of been trying to learn the ropes from our seniors like Dawson and our two other seniors, just kind of learn all the odds and ends that I'll have to do as the head manager next year. So I'll kind of have to oversee all of our managers and really coordinate with Elliot Bloom, our director of basketball operations, to make sure, you know, we're getting guys at practices at the right times and working on all those schedules. So it's been a lot to learn and take in this year, but I can't thank Dawson and the other two seniors enough just being willing to show me the ropes.
So will that affect your time on the Prairie bench next year?
It'll probably affect it a little bit. There were a couple games this year that I didn't get to go to Prairie-wise because I was traveling with Purdue, but it'll probably be a little more of that. I'll probably go to all of the road games, or all of the games for that matter, at Purdue. Nothing against the Gophers, but I guess anytime you get to sit and be on the bench for
absolutely
a Power 5 school like Purdue, I mean, it's really hard to pass up as much as I'd like to be there for the Gophers.
Okay, so I've got one last question. I try to save it for my end. Maybe Jamie still has a couple. And that is, you know, I have a lot of people that, you know, run around with me who say that Painter can't win the big ball game. He's not a very good coach. I disagree with all that. But talk a little bit about Coach Painter and what he means to the basketball team and his knowledge of the game.
Well, yeah, Coach Paint is a great coach. Yep. Coach Paint's a great coach. He's a very, very basketball-minded guy. If you're just around him a little bit at all, you'll see it right away. His X's and O's and just everything he does down to just the little things in practice that we see every day and people really don't get to see just from the outside is just how good of a coach he is to his guys and the rest of his coaching staff. And for about the big games, I think he definitely can get those wins. It's just not falling his way in the past, but that doesn't mean it's not going to fall his way in the future. So, I mean, I'm a fan of Painter, a big fan of Painter. Just everything he's been able to do and accomplish at Purdue. I mean, he's one of the most winningest coaches in Big Ten history. So I think it kind of speaks for himself.
Well, I'll tell you what I like. I like watching him on the sideline. He has great poise. He works the officials, I think, in a very professional manner. He's not yelling and screaming and red face. But he gets his word across in a gentleman type way, and I like seeing that versus the in your face screaming at somebody.
Yeah, he's very honest. He knows that he's only watching the game from one viewpoint, whereas the officials kind of have three set of eyes watching the same thing. But he's very honest. He'll probably tell you in the moment that, you may be wrong, but he'll go back and he'll watch the film and, if he was wrong, he'll be honest and he'll admit it, which, you have to applaud that he's willing to say that and he gives the officials credit.
Can you guys comment a little bit about, in all the Power 5 programs throughout the country, there's always, five or six of them that something's going on, is not up to snuff, and they're being investigated by the NCAA, but can you comment about Purdue and what you guys see on the inside basis, that there's just really no shenanigans going on, and it's just all about business and business the right way with Matt Painter and Purdue?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to recruiting. Like, Painter doesn't go out and, we're not looking for guys that are going to cause trouble. I mean, it's just not worth the time and effort. They're at the being at a Power 5 school, you can pick and choose the guys you pick. Now, granted, you can't choose where they go, but you can choose the ones, to recruit and, go after hard, and hopefully you get them. But he goes after the right guys. You look at guys like Caleb Burst, like Mason Gillis, Zach Edey, Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer. I mean, you can go down the list. Those are all smart kids. They don't cause trouble, and on top of all that, they're good basketball players. So I think that's why Purdue has a lot of success and doesn't have, those off-court shenanigans that you talked about.
Hey, Dawson, real quick, can you talk about your future plans since you're about done, with your job with the Boilermakers being the manager?
Yeah, I accepted a position at Peterson Corn Genetics out of Atlanta, Indiana, so I'll be working for them. It's by Beck's Hybrids, but it's about 5-10 minutes away from them around Atlanta, Indiana, so after I'm done with graduation, I will be headed that way.
That's great to hear.
Bailey, I want to wish you good luck tonight. All the luck in the world. Have a good ball game, or have the guys have a good ball game.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, I wanted to let you guys know, if you happen to be in Mackey Wednesday, there'll be another Clinton County guy on the court. Drew, my son, Drew Blacker, picked up a spot in the intramural finals. Somebody got hurt, so they picked him up to play. So he'll be out there in the Final Four of the intramural game.
Awesome. Love to see that.
Okay. Hey, our guest this morning is Dawson Jacoby and Bailey Good. Thanks for being on, guys. We'll try to catch up with you as the Boilermakers progress in the Big Ten tourney and then the NCAA tournament, but appreciate you guys being on.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
We'll be back right after this. We'll have Chad Peckinpah, the boys' varsity coach for Clinton Prairie High School.